8:30. He lights up barbed soldiers on his plate. Malcolm drinks his tea at 8:50. He plays the day's itinerary by the washing line. Because Malcolm's bored, yes, Malcolm's bored. The window cleaner's coming round at 10. Last week, now he's doing them again. Malcolm likes to stop him for a chat. Would you like an orange club, a sandwich or Kit Kat? Because Malcolm's bored, yes, Malcolm's bored. The milkman brings his sterilized gold top, HP sauce and Kellogg's cornflakes from the corner shop. Malcolm sees the paper boy is late. The cheeky monkey ran across the garden and he didn't shut the gate. Because Malcolm's bored, yes, Malcolm's bored. Malcolm has tomato soup for lunch, a microwavable ready meal with oven chips for brunch. Malcolm likes McVitie's apple bakes. Knows that Mr. Keeplin makes exceedingly good cakes. Oh, how come, Malcolm, you turned out this way? There's nothing on the TV and you've got nothing to say. You do the same things over and over every single day. Oh, Malcolm. Malcolm has a dream at 2 o'clock. Shoots his load into his special sock. Malcolm writes a letter to the Queen. Asks her if she'd like to come round for tea. He says, "Your Majesty, do you remember me? Oh, I red, white and blue for your jubilee." They closed off the road and we had a big party. A road upon a mill float so that everyone could see. Elizabeth, my dear, would you like to come to tea? I've got some Captain Birdseye and a tin of Heinz baked beans. And then we'll have some Arctic roll and I'll make a pot of tea. We can watch the children playing from my balcony. Elizabeth, my dear, I get anxiety. Elizabeth, do you get lonely? Lonely just like me. My name's Malcolm and I'm only 53. On the line, vicar's getting sicker all the time. He finds it hard to turn the other cheek. Malcolm phones him every single week. Oh, go away, Malcolm, it's more than I can take. It's people like you, Malcolm, that make me lose my faith. Go away, Malcolm. There's no tomorrow in his dictionary, cause it just says yesterday. Malcolm's going very slowly mad. The little children pointed at him and said, "That's Malcolm, he must be sad." So come on now, Malcolm, who did this to you? It's the 21st century, there must be someone you can sue. Have you seen it on the TV? There's no win, no win, no lose. Conversation and sell a running bruise. I spend it all on cocaine, prostitutes and booze.